It is time for DC Current, presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Joining us now is 5th District Congresswoman Julia Letlow. Congresswoman Letlow, how are you this morning?
Hey, Brian, I'm a little bit jealous because I just heard about those warm temperatures you're having down there, and it's 30 degrees up in D.C.
Okay, so the jealousy is reversed right there because, I mean, like, it's February. It's supposed to be cold, right?
That's fair. That's fair. But I'm a Southern girl. I like those warm temperatures.
Yes, 100%. First question and the most pressing question we're going to have all day. Are you recovered from Washington Mardi Gras yet?
That is a fair question, and I am. I finally got my voice back, and I'm ready to rock and roll up in D.C., but my goodness, it was a fun time up here. For everybody who came, I'm really grateful that they came to celebrate.
And you think about it, it was actually a lighter crowd because of the weather, because of the snowstorm and all that. But, man, getting a look at your schedule at Washington Mardi Gras and the number of just stops along the way, you were running a marathon at a sprinter's pace, to be sure.
Absolutely, but gosh, it's always such an exciting time to see everybody from down in Louisiana coming up to D.C., and it's also a time for me to hear about their concerns and issues and find out what's important to them so that we can be working on those projects up in D.C., so it's fun time, but it's also work.
Yeah, absolutely it is. We got Congresswoman Julia Letlow with us. This is D.C. Current, presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, your state's Chamber of Commerce. Congresswoman Letlow, I know education is your biggest passion up there on the Hill. Back home, we got ourselves a report card and a pretty good one. Louisiana coming in with their highest ranking ever. What were your takeaways from it?
Oh, my goodness. It's total excitement. You know, our state's emphasis on improving education is working. That's the take home. But, of course, we have more work to do, but so much to be proud of. I mean, to go from 43rd to 32nd in the national report card is higher than ever before. One out of just two states with higher fourth grade results than pre-pandemic. And Louisiana's fourth graders led the nation in reading gains. I am so excited for what this means for Louisiana. We're moving in the right direction. I'm so proud of our superintendent, Cade Brumley, and also all the teachers and the administrators and the parents who made this possible. Wow, what an incredible achievement.
How do we advance it from here? How do we move? And we're not going to see another jump like that, obviously, because, you know, you're going to have diminishing returns as you move up the charts. But how do we move from 32nd to, say, 28th, 27th?
I think we just keep moving forward, blazing those trails. It starts with great leadership at the top. I think you're seeing how that trickles down and causes those improvements. So, you know, I just think we keep forging ahead. You're not always going to make everyone happy when you take bold risks like that. But when you see the payoff, it's absolutely worth it. So I'm excited about what the future holds. And I just encourage everybody, keep working hard. The sky's the limit.
What's your role in Congress? Because a lot of education is controlled on the state level. What's your role up there on the Hill to bring to make sure we're running smooth back home?
Well, I serve on the Committee of Education and Workforce, and a lot of what we do, Brian, is to get the federal government out of education. You know, we believe that states know best how to educate our children. And so what we spend a lot of our time up here doing is making sure that the Department of Education is not overstepping and making sure that the states have everything they need to educate our children. Because, you know, I said it before, I'll say it again, education is the answer, in my opinion. And so, I'm going to be championing up here, but also working on that committee to make sure states have the rights that they need to make sure that our students are educated and moving forward.
We got Congresswoman Julia Letlow with us, talking a little D.C. Current, presented by LABI. Learn more at labi.org. Congresswoman Letlow, let's pivot to some more things that are a bit more on a national or international scope. The president met with Benjamin Netanyahu the other day. Was it yesterday, I believe? Did you have takeaways from that meeting and what we're looking at with that relationship?
You know, it says a lot about this administration's priorities that Netanyahu is the first foreign leader Trump chose to meet with. You know, the Biden administration too often went against the interests of Israel, such as withholding wartime aid that infuriated all of us that were that voted to send it over. Yeah, I agree with President Trump that we must always support Israel, our greatest ally, and it's time to work together to bring the final hostages home and create more peace and stability in the region. So I could not be more thrilled that that was his first meeting, and I'm excited about working together with Israel.
The other big headlines, right? Actually, most of the big headlines right now are involving the other side of the Capitol and the Senate, with confirmation hearings for cabinet members. As a member of the House, I mean, did you just sit by and watch, or how do you take an active role in that?
Yeah, we sit by and watch.
Okay, that's a fair answer. I mean, it's right. It's their game.
That's it. That's the way it was set up. The Founding Fathers set it up for the Senate to conduct those hearings and make those confirmations. So we are watching over on this side, anticipating and anxiously waiting for them to be confirmed, so we can get to work.
The "so we can get to work" part is a big part of it. So, because how much does this hold y'all up?
Yeah, it's important for secretaries to be able to go in and do their jobs. You know, there's so much a change that occurs with the new administration, and we want to be great partners with them and make sure that we hit the ground running. So any delay that the Senate is if there's any tactical delays, then that just holds up us being able to all work together to move forward that agenda. I think I shared with you before, Brian, but the American people gave us a mandate in November. They expect us to deliver results. It's imperative that those secretaries are in place doing their jobs so we can all work together as government should.
We're talking with Congresswoman Julia Letlow. Let's run down the calendar. What's on tap for this week?
Oh, my goodness. I was just going through my schedule. And we have quite the meeting set up. We have people coming up from the district to meet with. Something really special tonight. I've been asked to share my testimony. We have the National Day of Prayer breakfast that happens tomorrow morning, but tonight there'll be a special dinner, and so I'm going to share a little bit of my story and how the Lord has set my path, and so it's just something a little bit special I get to do tonight.
That's pretty cool stuff. Your story is a unique one. I mean, like, beyond compare, unique. I'm glad to see someone's taking notice to even ask you to share it.
Well, that's really kind. Yeah, it's always emotional to share, but I think the Lord gives us testimonies to share and not to keep to ourselves, in the hopes that maybe somebody else who's hurting will find some hope from it. So I'm excited to do it.
100%. We're talking with Congresswoman Julia Letlow. All right, well, now on to business, though. Business this week, what are you working on as a representative?
Yeah, so we are voting this week on a couple of bills. I'm trying to find the name of it. It's Halt Fentanyl Act that will be passing legislation to permanently classify dangerous fentanyl materials as Schedule I drugs. So that's really important to us this week. I'm also headed to the White House today. It's my first time. I'm so excited to watch as the president signs an executive order to make sure that men, biological men, are not allowed to play in women's sports. As a college athlete myself, that's something that's very near and dear to my heart. We want to make sure that our girls are protected and that men are not playing in those sports. So it's an exciting day for me.
Wait. I got two levels of astonishment over here. Number one, you've been invited to the White House yet?
You know, I've been to the Christmas party. But that is the only time I was ever invited and could make it to the White House. So I'm excited. There's a first time for everything.
Yeah, you've been there a good minute. I feel like you should have been over there a couple times at least. Well, I mean, yeah. better late than never. So looking forward to that. Second part, you were a college athlete?
Yeah, I was. I ran track and field at the University of Louisiana Monroe. So it was a very tough time. I have a lot of respect for college athletes and the amount of work that they put in. Unfortunately, Brian, I couldn't hang. I decided that there were other extracurricular activities I wanted to be a part of, and so pursued other things after about a year and a half of track and field.
Nah, not seeing it. I'm not seeing the battle that you bow out from. No. We got about 2 minutes left with Congresswoman Julia Letlow. Let's keep it on that topic, though. About the transgendered athletes in sports. This has been an ongoing battle, and it's one that both as a female athlete and as a mother, like you've seen the battle from your constituents, you've seen the battle in the news. How are the arguments different in the headlines versus Main Street?
Yeah, it's just, it's baffling to me that anybody could be supportive of biological men being in women's sports. And, you know, even when you talk to colleagues who may not espouse that publicly, behind closed doors, they don't want that for their daughters as well. So you're right. There is a difference in the headlines that are being used. But I think when you go, when you really talk to people outside of the media, outside of those headlines, everybody seems to kind of be in agreement of that, that there's no place for men in women's sports when it comes to their children. So I'm hopeful that we will turn this around.
How do you manage the battle to stay on the side that you believe in without coming across? It's all too often the argument gets translated into transgender hate. How do you walk that balance of saying this is the way it needs to be, but it is of no, like, it's not about hate for somebody who's battling with their own identity?
Absolutely. I think that's where your faith comes in. And we view all, every human being as a child of the Lord. And, you know, everyone deserves love and compassion. But, you know, when it comes to certain things like competing in sports, men just biologically have an unfair advantage. And I want my daughter to be able to participate in a fair a sport activity and not have to worry about biological men being there to even be in the locker room, but B, to unfairly have an advantage. And so they just have no place in women's sports. But again, like you said, people who are struggling, we need to have compassion as Jesus would teach us to do.
She is Congresswoman Julia Letlow. Going to be joining us at this time every week, or most weeks. I know the business of the nation comes first before any radio hit, but we appreciate you hopping on board. We'll talk to you about this time next week.
Sounds great, Brian. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And it was DC Current presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry.